BBC News with Marion Marshall. A day of worldwide protests on climate change is reaching its climax in New York, where people are gathering in Battery Park for a rally where they'll be addressed by Greta Thunberg. The Swedish teenager who inspired the protests has said she hopes today's demonstrations will mark a social tipping point in persuading world leaders to take action on climate change. The US has signed an agreement on immigration with El Salvador. A joint statement said it was part of a wider strategy to fight organized crime and human trafficking. The details are expected to be hammered out in the coming months. Neighbouring Guatemala has already signed an accord on migration with the US, but it hasn't been ratified by the Guatemalan Congress. Mexico has refused to sign such an agreement. Facebook has suspended tens of thousands of apps on its platform in response to a review of privacy practices launched last year following the Cambridge Analytica scandal. It emerged that the political consultancy had hijacked the personal data of tens of millions of Facebook users. President Trump says there was nothing inappropriate about a controversial conversation he had with a foreign leader. There's a political row over a whistleblower's complaint that the president made a promise to an unnamed foreign leader. A bomb attack near the Iraqi city of Karbala has left at least 12 people dead. Reports say a roadside device targeted a passenger bus near a security checkpoint. Many Shia Muslims have been visiting Karbala this month to mark the festival of Ashura. A ceremony has been held in southern Spain to mark 500 years since the start of the expedition led by Ferdinand Magellan that resulted in the first circumnavigation of the globe. The ceremony saw naval vessels and a flotilla of smaller boats accompany a replica of Magellan's ship, the Victoria, in the seas off Sanlúcar. BBC News.